Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
Trying to make this thing a,
you know, a lasting thing, that we just stay together like we do. I thank the Holy Spirit for the things he already have done and about to do.
Yes.
It's been so good for him that the Spirit of God just been moving, you know. He's been changing people's hearts and minds and thinking of what to do his will and not their will, man. Man, so much going on out there, man. You know, you get on this and you get on that, and you find out that really people are really going through, and people really don't know. You know what I'm talking about? I talked to some people recently, man, just some of the things you hear, you know, you would think they would know, but they don't know, man. So you don't go out there assuming things, and you don't go out there condemning them, but you want to tell them the goodness of the Lord, Rev. You want to tell them how God
is
good to the church, you know. And hearing what that brother just said just a while ago, I know we're not worthy for what he did, what he done it for.
Mm-hmm.
He looked down generations before we was even born. I don't care how old you are, there ain't nobody on the phone is older than what he did for us. Help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody, what you talking about? Nobody that lived this earth is older than what he did for us. He did something a long time ago. You know what he did, Reverend? He created heaven and earth.
That's right.
He separated the water from the infirmities, man, and the ground. He just separated himself and brother, and he said it was good. So I'm trying to tell you, he's been doing some things for us, but we wouldn't even exist, man. And I thank him for that, bro. I thank him for what he has done for our life, man. And I want to bring this thing out, extending it a little bit more over there in Luke over there, because there was some things going on, man. And Jesus had to let them know again what he feel about how the naysayers there. You know, you got trace those naysayers. They'll talk to you eye to eye.
Yeah.
And don't even, and rip you up, man. Talk to you eye to eye. You know, that's bad. But then it's bad enough that it's in the church. But I want to say this before we go a little farther. Reverend, you got anything to say? Well, I want to tell you, God is in the midst. He's in the midst.
Yes, sir.
And he wants us to stand flat for this and preach and teach his uncompromising gospel. We have to do it, even if it's just me and you on the phone, Rev. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do it, Rev.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So in season and out of season. You know, people got busy. They can get busy. They can get some things going on. But God gave us a task and assignment to do. Well, I'm going to put it like this. It will put it on us. How about that? And God has been holding on. He's been keeping us, boy. He's been keeping us right through this thing, man. I believe God who is in control. I believe it, man. Somebody said, why you keep saying that? Because, boy, if you just know what's in my heart, if you know what's in my mind, if you just keep walking with him, you'll know that he's in control. The things we read, the things we go over, we don't know nobody's business. We don't know what's going on. But if you've been hanging around long enough, the Spirit of the Lord will speak to you through the preach, teach word. I know he will. Just pray for us while we do it. Again, and watch this here. Expecting something going to happen. And watch what happens. Watch God come up. Watch God open up the windows of heaven. Reverend, the Bible says this is not me, but the Bible says he'll pour out a blessing. None of us have enough room. He already done it for me. When he allowed me to have salvation, that's what I was looking at it.
That's it.
I don't have to have no car. I don't have to have no house. I don't have to have no. He gave me salvation. And once he allowed me to come in history, once he allowed me to be with him, that was it. I've been fixed ever since. I've been fixed. And I find out when you trying to do something for the Lord, you're going to have some good days, Reverend. Reverend, you're going to have some bad days. But don't turn away from the Lord, man. Stay with the Lord.
That's it.
Because it's going to pay off today. It's going to pay off, boy. I'm old song. I'm thinking about hearing my song again. It's going to pay off, Doc. Some of
the
songwriters say after a while, but I believe it's already paid off because when I accept him in my Lord, it started paying off.
That's
me.
That's it.
Reverend, talk to me about it, man. I know I'm telling
you
about it.
Yes,
talk to
sir.
Me about it, man.
Beautiful. You know, we was reminded yesterday about an invite that went out. Yes, sir. Then we was told we was told Sunday to remember. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being able to accept the calling, being able to accept, you know, over there what he told us. over there in Matthew the 28th, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's what we do daily, teaching them to observe all things and whatsoever I command you. Lo, I am with you always. He's with us forever, even on the world, no matter who comes, who stay, who fall off, who be slothful, God is with us. And why would you leave where God always is? Why you say he's always here?
Always.
Because we always pressing towards the mark of the high calling. Even if we bump our head, we get back up, we dust ourselves off, we encourage one another, we leave the door open, we don't be so quick to judgment, but we put on that robe of humility, knowing that the same God that lifted us up is able to lift you up as well. The same God that delivered us can deliver you. The same God that set us free. Oh, hallelujah. The same God that we rejoice over in our hearts. Every day ain't always sunshine for us, but even through the storm that we go through, we thank the Lord because we know it is God, and he has it all in control, and he's trying us. He told us that we must buy of him. Gold in Revelation, the third chapter, he told us, we must buy that gold that's tried by fire. He will try you. You say you love him, he's going to see if you love him. Hallelujah. You say you're upright, he's going to see that you're upright. You say you have faith, he's going to let you prove that you have faith. You're not just a fair-weather Christian. You don't just praise him when the sun is shining, when you're getting everything that you want. But you praise him when he tells you no. You praise him when he tells you, wait on me. You praise him when it looks damn dreary. You praise him when it don't look like it. What that's called? That's called faith. I'm hoping. I got a something that I'm hoping for. But God, I give you the glory because I know you're going to make it all right. God, I give you the praise because I know it's not me that I should boast. Oh, hallelujah, but I know it's you because if you leave me to myself, I'll fall. Oh, but it is because you that our hearts want to press on. It is because of him, Reverend, that he keeps giving us strength day in and day out. We have to make sacrifice. We have to put things to the side. But if you deny yourself, hallelujah. Our God that we teach you about, he's faithful. Oh, he's faithful. Oh, hallelujah. He's faithful. He's more faithful than us. He's more real than we are. Why you say that? Because we up, we down, we toss, we driven, and, you know, sometimes we're so quick to throw our hands up. But let us throw our hands up and tell him, thank you. Oh, we can't even thank him. We can't even thank him enough for Calvary. We can't even thank him enough for saving us. We can't even thank him enough for delivering us. We can't even these temple things we thank him for. But he's trying to give us everlasting life where we don't have to worry anymore. Hallelujah. Everlasting. We praying over some temple,
Lord.
But God want to give us eternity. things that's going to corrupt, but God's trying to give us incorruption. Have you ever thought about it? Oh, hallelujah. He's trying to make you better. Hallelujah. He's looking out for our good. Oh, hallelujah. Some of us so stuck in tomorrow, they can't really realize the day that this day that the Lord has made. we should be joyful and be glad in this day, this opportunity. How many of us would have been ready to meet him yesterday? Oh, hallelujah. How many of us would have been ready? Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But he's given us another day that we can get ready. Have you ever thought about that? He's given us another day that things we may have not accomplished, we can accomplish. Or he may put you on, hallelujah, this may be your second time around, maybe your third time around. You know, he's giving you another chance. So, man, I just tell him, thank you. How he's governing our hearts. How he put this mind in us that we want to live right. Our heart is yearning to live right. Because God that gave you that unction. He gave you that unction. He gave you that push that, man, I got to do his will. I got to do his will. And thank you, Reb. I had a beautiful day yesterday because all I wanted to do, I was home by myself, and I just wanted to meditate on the Lord. And God bless us to last all day long. And I just want to thank him for it. I just want to thank him for it, man. Thank you, that invite. He's giving it to us, man, and people take it lightly. You know, they take it lightly, but he done so much for us. So much for us. I just want to thank him. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All right there, Red. While you're there, just don't pray right quick, Red. Don't pray. Are you right
sir.
There?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we go to God in prayer, our Father, Father, we come with open hearts and thankful hearts, thanking you for your goodness.
Mm.
Father God, thank you for mercy that you've shown into us, an abominable of mercy and grace. That you show, Lord, we count it a privilege, even a blessing that you would allow us to see a day that was not promised, but you made it a reality. You've given us a special blessing. You allowed us to enter into your walls, hallelujah, of praise that we may be intimate with you, that we may gather in your name. And we thank you. We already feel your presence, Lord, and we tell you thank you. We're not worthy, Father God, but you are worthy of the glory and all the honor. We got, Father, we just lift our hands with thanksgiving upon our hearts because it is because of you that we're able to stand. It is because of you that our hearts are beating. We're able to breathe in oxygen. Our minds, we're enclosed in our right mind. It is because of you, Father God, the life that you give us. Hallelujah. Bless us that we give it back to you in our service, in our will. And hallelujah. Let our will be thine will, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. We so worried about you being on our side. But, Father, let us get on your side, the winning side. Let us, our hearts want what you want, righteousness, faithfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bind that backside spirit that we may walk in holiness, glory, and honor to your name, Father God, for we are appreciative of how you loved us. We are appreciative of how you spared us. You're giving us a chance to get right. You're holding up the rapture, Father God, that we may be more holy. Hallelujah. That your love may shed abroad, Father God, for that Christian that's designed to do your will. In Jesus' name, we want to tell you that we ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to be receptive of the word that you have for us. Father God, come in the room and bless whom you will, deliver whom you will. Oh, bless that mind that can't understand, but we bind the hindering spirit, interruption spirit, we bind it in the name of Jesus that you would, hallelujah, your will would go forth, your way would go forth, your word would go forth and make the path clear in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, in advance for this blessing that you give to us. And bless us, Father God, to take this word in our hearts, hallelujah, and let it govern our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We were saying on yesterday how the lesson was rolling, so we're just going to keep on going with it. And then we're in the same chapter from yesterday. You know, I just thank God. It's when I think about how God is putting us to, and he gave it back then until death, no excuses, you know.
Mm.
We make a lot of excuses when it comes down to God.
Sir.
We make too many excuses, man. And especially after
we know.
And we still make excuses, you know what I'm talking about. And it's up for that pulpit to tell the truth. You know what I'm talking about? It's up for that teacher to tell, especially for that pulpit, has to tell the truth what God has in store for the church. Now, I want to tell you, Jesus invited some people again. And he won't, and his invite, there were some made some excuses. I pray for there's no one on this phone but making excuses, serving the Lord. You know. One of our favorites, I ain't there all the way yet. I ain't got there. Ain't nobody gonna get there all the way.
Mm.
We all fall short of the glory of God. Every one of us on this phone falls short of the glory of God. No one is perfect. Reverend prayed so beautifully for those elders a while ago, and he had to pray again for himself. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
He had to pray. He had a good time yesterday, but he still had to pray for himself. We did so much yesterday, talking about praise and living, and we still had to ask God to forgive us. Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit. Right. You're right.
So I want to tell you something.
You're right.
Don't make no excuse. Quit making excuses.
Man.
This is what I want to talk about. Quit making excuses. Reverend, help me with this a little bit. Help me with it.
Yeah.
What the, I, you know yet? Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Watch this. I got something for you. I got something. Well, I'm talking about, listen to me while we got this here. Look what it says. And when one of them that sat and met with him and heard these. Now, some pride, some happened before this. He said they heard these things, right? And these things he said unto them, look what he said, blessed is he that what? That shall. Oh, how that. That word shall mean not should or maybe. He said shall. If you've been around the world a little bit, tell me that you have to do it. He said, eat the bread of the kingdom of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's what he said. Then said he, unto him, is a certain man made a great supper. I love this thing here. Look at this. A certain man. He didn't name him. He didn't say Eric. He didn't say Reverend Henry. He said a certain man made a supper. Reverend Henry. He got it together. And he said he made a great supper. I mean, there's no salami, bologna, and bread there. He had a lot of food there. He had a big one, and he planned on some certain people coming, Reverend. And we said, he did a come for all of them that are now ready. It's ready now. And look what he said, Reverend.
Yeah.
And that all, it's not some of them now, all with one consent. That's what he said. What he said, Reverend? Begin to make what? Excuses.
Ooh.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Making excuses. It's ready, man. The supper is ready. Jesus have came and sat on this earth. It is ready. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Salvation's at hand now. Quit making excuses trying to serve God. I hear all that you tell them talking out the side of your mouth. He is. Reverend, he hears you, man. He is. That's why he said, don't make excuses to me. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the first said
beautiful.
Unto him, I have. He said, I have brought a piece of land, a ground, and I must need it to go see it. And I pray thee, have me excuse. That's what he said.
Remember,
I pray to thee. Let me walk this thing in there. And for another one said, I have brought five ox. And I go to prove them. I pray that thee I have me excuse. That's what I'm on something now. I'm on something now. Well, I'm saying
come on
this
now.
These were some guys. They already had a notice. Let them know this meal was getting ready. And now the meal is ready. He said all of them would consent on the same order, make excuses right after another. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Making excuses. Trying to serve God. You know what I'm talking about? They want to be there. They want to be there, Reverend. But they just take the time right now. One of them has some oxen. The other one has some land. Now, I ain't never seen somebody buy some land, Reverend. And before he bought it, he didn't do no survey.
I ain't never seen too many
bought no oxen, no animal, and he didn't go out there and check and see what it's all right, Reverend. But
he had an excuse.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's all right about his name.
Yes, that's right.
Now look what the scripture says. For another said, I married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Oh, help me. He didn't got serious now, Reverend. He said, I got me a wife. I can't come now, man. I got this wife now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. This is a good now. You know what I'm talking about? Well, I know why
come
I
do.
Because God don't want you to put nothing before him. Nobody
before
him. Quit making excuses. You know, and you know what? Some people can sing pretty good, make excuses. Some people can preach, make excuses. Some people can be a layman practicing God's word, making excuses. I'm telling you today, quit making excuses. Ask God to give you strength, brother. Ask God to give you something. Because ever since I've been over here, it's been sweeter than the day before. Every day I feel his presence. Mm-hmm. I have never came on this broad, in God's plan and never felt God's presence. Help me, Holy Spirit. Why do you say that, Reverend? Because I felt the Spirit, Reverend. I felt him.
Mm-hmm.
So every time, even when I told my brother, I said, Reverend, we over here, man. I said, man, can you come over here, man? I said, can you come over here with me, man? I said, come over here and get something. It tore him up a little bit, you know. I'm gonna be truthful with it. It tore him up a little bit,
because we
used to a different little different thing. I said, Reverend, this bad with him, Reverend. This is where the harvest is, Reverend. We got to get in there, Reverend.
Yes.
We got to do this here. But I didn't know it was gonna go on that order. I didn't know it was gonna go like it did. But God knew.
Yeah.
Oh, heavenly Holy Spirit. You remember?
Yes,
kept talking to God, but God know. You know. He said, I don't know if he was in the body or out the body, but God knows. God knows everybody on this phone right now. He could listen to you and I at the same time. He's omnipresent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And three people back to back had some major excuses, if you can let the people put it there. But God says, make no excuses. One guy always now said, I got married. I can't come now. He didn't say, excuse him, Reverend. He said, I'm just not coming, Reverend. That's what the book said, Reverend. He said, I never said I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So the servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master, help me, Holy Spirit, Reverend. Then the master.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Reverend.
Yes,
he
sir.
Came and told him. How many times did Jesus have to fight for us in front of the devil? How many times, Reverend?
Ooh.
The Bible said day and night, the devil is accusing the brother. Day and night, he's accusing the brother.
Mm-hmm.
And the brother said he ain't this or she ain't this. And God sends his son with them holes in his hand and holes pierced in his side and holes in his feet. And now he's standing before God. Now look at this here. He said, but I died for him, Reverend. He know we're going to do some stupid stuff. He knows we're going to have some excuses, but it's up to the priest's word. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
But now it's before the Lord. Now for all this here, Reverend, read a couple of verses right there. I'm going to make sure I'm going to read it out to you. Read a couple of verses right now. Just read it right quick for me, because I'm going to make sure I'm not the only one who got these in my book. Come on with it.
Praise the Lord. 21?
You've been following me.
Okay.
Come on, Reverend.
So that the
come on, get in the flow.
So that the servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said unto his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room.
What?
Thank you, Jesus.
What? Now, I wasn't going to stop you till you got there. What did that? Back up. Now, he went out and invited all of them and said, what, Reverend? What did he say, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
I just had to get that right.
And yet.
I got something where I'm going at, Reverend. Come on, Reverend. What?
Yes,
Reverend? What's the room at, Reverend? Where the room at, man?
At the cross.
Hey, Reverend. I said this, and I ain't the only one know this. This blog talk, I'm going to say this now. This blog talk, this black line, this way of living in the world. Can I say it like that, Reverend? And don't you know, if we would tell somebody, Reverend, that you and I are going to fight or going to debate about these scriptures, my brother, them people coming in late like they've been coming in, they won't be able to get in, Reverend. They won't be able to get in, Reverend. I'm telling you, but boy, when you talk about the Lord, Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's in the book, man. That's a revelation, friend. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about the law, you can do a survey. You still got seats in the church. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can
do a survey. Room.
I don't care how big that church is. It's still room in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And help me.
Yes, sir.
I hope it's room for the Lord. But when you mm-hmm. sit there, Reverend, we talked about it yesterday. There's some people don't want to come. You go out there and get... Quit getting people that you know won't give you something back in return. Go get some people you know can't pay you back, Reverend. Go get the people
mm-hmm,
you know
poor.
Can't give you back to you. He said, now watch this now. Watch this. Now, and they ain't always talking about in money either. There's a post spirit running
mm-hmm.
around this phone right now. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's a people, there's poor spirit right now. Because, well, you know
mm-hmm.
why? Because they've been hurt. And they've been wounded,
mm-hmm.
and they're poor in spirit. But you came to the right place at the right time. Because we believe
whatever God is,
He can remove the tears from your eyes. Whatever God
mm-hmm.
is, He can move any circumstances that you're going through. You're not going to do nothing God can't handle. Nothing is too hard for God. Quit trying to lean
mm-hmm.
on to your own understanding and acknowledge God. God said, quit making excuses and try to serve me. Will you serve me? Come like you are and stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord. You don't know how good
Hallelujah.
He is until you try him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You don't know how good he is until you try him. What I'm talking about, it don't matter about your bank account, because when you got the glory of God, you know what he does? He'll tell you one day, go give it all up. He told one man, he told one man, he said, how can I get in this thing, man? I want to get in there with y'all. Can I do it like that, Reverend? Can I paraphrase a little bit? Can I get in there? I want to receive the kingdom of God. He said, I'll tell you what, because you say you did all the other stuff through your youth. I'll tell you what, this gonna say everything you got. Just gonna get everything out there, but give everything you got away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, he read this man thought about all that there, and you know what he
mm-hmm.
did, Reverend? No, he didn't, Reverend.
Come on,
he
now.
Tucked his head and walked away. He tucked his
yes,
head
sir.
And walked away. That's how much money God, what money means to God. He don't care about no money. He every time, Reverend, I need some help again. You think I ain't you? I'm gonna work a little bit. When the last time you read that old book over there? When the last time you read that book over there? Psalm 24.
Come on,
when the last time you read it, man? I just want to see. I'm gonna be quick, man. I'm on through. I really do, really. When the last time you read that book?
Oh,
that's
Lord.
How you read it,
oh,
huh?
Lord.
The earth is the Lord. That's what he said, right?
Thank
he said
you.
That
in the
fullness of. In the world, and they that dwell therein. For he that founded it up on the sea, establishes up on the flood. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands. Oh, ain't nobody
clean
got no excuse. Nobody got no excuse. Nobody's got an excuse. Can stand in his presence with clean hands. All of them got to go to him and say, Lord, I dare you open your hands. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I dare you hear me right now and open your hand wide open and say, Lord, search me and move everything out of me that's not of you and cover my life and cleanse me.
Yes,
I guarantee you, you're going to start walking different. I guarantee you're going to start looking at it different. You're going to start walking a little different. You're going to start saying a little better because he cleaned you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I feel something, Reverend. I feel something coming on, Reverend. I feel some help right now. So I feel some help because I believe he's moving. He's moving, man.
Yeah.
He's moving in our life that he wants us
Thank
to take the president of sitting still so he can cleanse it. What that man just said? The earth is who? Eric? No, he didn't say that. What did he say? Did he say Reverend? No, he didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say Brother D?
No,
he didn't say that. Did he say nothing? No,
mm-mm.
He didn't say Sister Mary? No, he didn't say all that. He said the earth is who? The Lord.
The Lord.
Oh, yeah. Tell me what that meant. I'm going to go back over that, man. I'm going to go back on that, man. Tell me what that meant. Who is it, Reverend? The who?
The
Lord. The Lord. The Lord. The Lord. Lord, let me do this. I got to go in high gear now. Let me, because you thought I was playing when I finished. Look what it said. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and pure heart who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sown deceitful. Look where it was, Reverend. He said, receive the blessings from the Lord in his righteousness.
Yes, right.
In his righteousness from God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Here we go, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Of his salvation. If you don't get nothing today.
Yeah.
If you mm-hmm. don't get nothing today, get salvation. Oh, help me, Holy.
Yes, sir.
Give me this thing back. Give me this thing back. Ooh. Hey, Reverend, if you don't get nothing today, get salvation, brother.
Ooh.
Don't keep walking on the edge of that thing and think you can keep living any kind of way and saying God.
All right,
we
now.
Never teach that, but we know it's the blood. We know it's the blood. You know how we know the blood? Because I feel them in my blood.
Come on now.
Yeah,
yes,
man, I feel them all over me, man. I understand. I was the one to, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I was an outsider,
now.
Didn't know which way I was going. But, oh, when I stuck
yeah.
my hand in his hand one day, and he turned
yeah.
my life around and put me on straight street. Yeah, and, hey, what, Reb even prayed a while ago. Yeah, I bumped my head. Sometimes I hit my head so hard,
mm-hmm.
and that's why it's sucking so big sometimes, Reb. That's why I ain't got no hair brown on my head. I fell so many times. But you know what? I got back up, Reb. I got back up.
Reverend,
I got
that's
back
it.
Up.
That's it.
Oh, I hold on. I'm
mm-hmm.
holding, Reverend. We got this old saying in the race game. I got my hands on the steering wheel. And I won't turn it loose, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
I won't turn it loose.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these guys back in the
mm-hmm.
day, Reverend, I had old Lincoln. I had old Bruno. This is 1990, right? I had old Bruno transmission in my old 68 Camaro back in 91, right,
okay.
Reverend? And it had levers on it. I had a 3-speed in there, Reverend. So it ain't like it was back in the day. See, we used to let that thing go. We were pulling them. Now they got air shifting, so they can't take the hair out of the steering wheel. So because you know they say make you more consistent and make you maybe look and pay attention. But back in the day, we used to pull that lever, Reverend, and we'll pull it. Every time you pull it, you can feel that boy keep surging, Reverend. And I'll tell you, there's
right.
some things
right.
in life you got to hold on to, and there's some things you need to pull. You need to pull God closer to you. And as you get God closer to you, you know what he's gonna do? He's gonna do like he did today. He said, let me go.
Mm-hmm.
Let me leave y'all alone, man.
Yes, sir.
Let me go, Jacob.
Yes, sir.
I got to go, Jacob. Man, I was
yeah.
He said, I got to go. He said, don't go. He said,
yes,
Jacob, who is you?
Mm.
Jacob, who is
yes,
you?
Sir.
Hey,
yes,
hey,
sir.
Man, so he said, my name is Jacob. He said, no.
Yeah.
He said, no, your name is Israel now. And then he looked at him. He said, bless his eye. He made the man who has got the able to roster with the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So, real, we got to finish this.
Ooh.
I didn't got back over here. We got to finish this. We got to finish. Here you go.
Uh-uh.
In the Lord. I'm back over here, Luke. In the Lord, said
yes,
unto the servant,
come
go
on
out.
Come on now.
Into the highways, in the hedges,
yeah.
and compel
mm-hmm.
them to come in.
Mm-hmm.
That my house,
yeah.
my house. That's
hallelujah.
Why I think that I really believe that only God can add to the church. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
We can spit on this thing all we want to. We can holler out and get happy all we want to. But only God adds to the church. Because what we want? We want God to add to the church. We're not telling you to come because you're just hearing us. We want you to come because you feel his spirit and you want to change
Thank
or you want to get closer and you And you want to
Thank
start
you,
your day off or your week off in the Lord. That's what we're doing here.
Thank you,
That's why we do it later on. We're going to be them later on. We always constantly having God before you in this. I believe the people we hang around, we try to show them Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. But
yeah.
Jesus said, I tell you what, Reverend Henry, since it ain't full, Reverend. That's what he said. It ain't full, Reverend. Well, Reverend Henry, I want you to do this.
Right.
I want you to do this for me, Reverend Henry. You know what he told me? He said, in the Lord, said unto him, Reverend, go out.
mm-hmm.
to the highways, hedges, and compel them to come in my house.
Yeah.
What did I say yesterday? I don't know how many people heard me yesterday. But I want to tell you, I'm going to remind you, so I'm going to put you on the spot. You know what I told you? You have been telling somebody to come in today. You ought to be asking them,
mm-hmm.
man, come to the service, man. Come to the service. Keep
yeah.
compelling them to come to Christ. I know they're going to make, man, you know, y'all long-winded over there. Man, I heard that other dude, I don't know what he called, Eric or something. Boy, he's so long-winded. And that other dude, that Reverend dude, and then D, Bootleg dude, D come do that. And y'all just tell them, We ain't telling you to stay here all the way. We just want you to come get a little bit. But if you keep coming by that, you keep coming by that fire, you're going to get burned. You keep coming by that fire, you're going to get burned. Oh, I know right about it. You keep coming by that fire, you're going to be burned. What you saying, Reverend? What you trying to tell me, Reverend? Here, what I got to do? I'm telling you, quit making excuses and serving God. Get off. You know better to do what you're doing. We know better what we do. Some of us know too much. Some of us have read the Bible. We didn't get lessons. Some of us have been used in the church, and we know we can do better. And God said, do it the best of your ability. I don't care how they laugh at you. Do it at the best of your ability. I be laughing every time I get up there. Sometimes I preach. They laugh at me, but I keep on preaching. Mm-hmm. You know, let me say, they show up, start laughing. But you know what, Rev? I ain't doing for that. Ooh. I'm doing for my king, my crown one day, Rev.
That's it.
He called me out there. I was one of the ones in the highways. I was one when you came by, and I was sitting on them highways, brother. And you came by, and you came out there. And I was glad about it, man. I'm glad about God came to me. I've got to get out of here. He told me to go leave it alone.
Yeah.
He said, Tim, come in, and they may fill my house. He said, but I said to you, none of those, look what he said, none of those men which was bidden, the taste of my supper. Help me, Holy Spirit. The ones I brought first, all the ones that made the excuses will not enter into this kingdom, will not get to eat with me. Do you want to eat with the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to eat with the Lord?
Yeah.
Don't look at your circumstance. Don't look at what you got going on. We ask when you come over here, you don't have to stay the whole 30 minutes, hour, whatever, how long we've been here. Man, just come get you a little dab if that's what you think that's all you need. But if you just be sick and wait on the Lord, get God some time. I bet you go on your job like I do. We work so many hours on these jobs. I guess they had to tell some of us to go home sometime. No idea me, though. But they had to tell some of them to go home. I bet I know, bro. Do we got any overtime? Can I get some overtime?
Yeah.
No, they ain't got to tell me about no overtime. I don't get no overtime. Anyway. My stuff is set. It's salary, right? Well, can do, let me tell you something, they had to make them leave sometimes when you come to God.
Mm-hmm.
When you come to God, it's all kind of excuses. Jesus said, the one I bid the first time, they won't be able to get in, brother. They won't be able to eat with me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they won't be able to eat with me. That's what the book said. I didn't say that.
He said,
make excuses. Make excuses. Have you been making excuses? Today. This is going to read today, y'all. Today. Choose the Lord. Serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Make him your Lord of your life. Don't let nobody you in your walk. Don't let nobody put a decree over you talking about you this and that. What you know you need to do is come to Jesus just like you are and let him work with you. Let the minister speak some positive of your life. Let him speak something to turn your life to want to serve the Lord. Let him come in your heart to let you want to run a little while. Because I find out inside of this church, the things we're doing right now, God will make it work in the minute. I love him.
Thank you, Lord.
I really love the Lord. I found out, Reverend, it was the best choice I ever made. Ain't no way I was getting saved like I did. If you know what I was doing while we were getting that lesson over a while ago, you'd be saying, you know it's a God. See, we can't bring everything out because we got to keep it to let God, for him to get the glory. But I want to tell you,
he's holding it, man.
He's navigating right now, and he's guiding our life to do his kingdom, to do the kingdom building. So I'll tell you again, if it was something said, Reverend, sisters and brothers, if it was something said you couldn't understand, you know, we got a lot of brothers and sisters on here making, help me out with this. If I can't get it out, if Reverend can't get it out, someone's going to hit the one button and help us out with it. I wouldn't leave this if I had a problem.
Praise God.
I wouldn't leave here without getting prayer. I wouldn't leave here without repenting. Watch it publicly, because a lot of that stuff we're doing is publicly. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We make excuses in publicly, but we want to come to God like Nicodemus. Oh, you might catch that later on. I think I'm messing with you.
Come on now.
But then y'all know, though. But if you get around Nicodemus, you know what I'm talking about. You want to come to Jesus by night and say, you are the master. Why you can't say it when everybody was there? Why you say, well, everybody was there now, ain't nobody there. Now you want to come up and tell me, Reverend Hicks, you've been good. Man, I thank you for the word. You know, I understand people, you know, where they at now. But let me tell you something. Man, be bold in the Lord. Tell the Lord, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to serve you.
Yeah.
I want to serve you. Today I want to serve
you.
Thank
you, Lord.
Serve the Lord today. All you got to do is hit the one button. Hit that one button. Hit it one time, if you ain't never did it before. It's the number one on your phone, and it'll open you up, and we'll pray for you and pray with you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll hold your hand, not just today, forever and ever. As long as we have breath in our mouths, we'll be praying for you, and I'm telling you, and be with you while we got prayer, while we got breath in our lungs. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Allow God to help us. Allow God to change you. The only way you're going to make that step is you got to come out in faith. You got to move. Don't let nobody hold you down. Move out there and say, I'm coming today. I'm going to serve him today. Serve the Lord with gladness. And watch how it's going to bless you later on. I thank God for the word.
Thank you,
I thank him for the love. I thank him for his precious Holy Ghost. I felt him before just then. And I ask you to be in prayer all day long. All day long. If you can't pray for nobody, lift up us over here. We want prayer. We should listen to all your prayers over here. Even the ones when you look up to God, I heard him say that. I just want to say, bless that broadcast. That's what you want to say? Let it do. We'll take all
Thank
of
you,
it. Lord. We need your strength. But we get the strength from y'all too. We need it. Thank you. Thank you. How many excuses we got to make to serve God? How many? What you doing? You got a wife? You got some land? You got some acre? You got some ox or something? What can you say to say you why you can't come? What making you not come? You know what I'm talking about? And you don't have to stay here all the way through. Now I want to tell you stay all the way through. Yeah, I know we long-winded. I'm supposed to be cut off already. But I'm telling you, it ain't just because we just trying to force ourselves on you with the word that long, but it's just because we got the love of God in us, and we don't have enough sense to cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Reverend. That's all I got, Reverend.
Beautiful.
I don't know. We might not never get one. Somebody hit the one. Hey, Reverend, we might not never get nobody to hit the one button, but I want you to tell you this here, Reverend. I'm satisfied with what we have just did. You know why? Because we're doing
Praise
it from
God.
Our heart. We really,
Praise
truly
God.
Doing it from our heart. And I thank God for allowing us to have an opportunity to even somebody to come out here and listen to us. We're not making you do nothing. We're just compelling you to come to God. Come to God and watch God use you. He can use you. He can use you. Thank you. Thank you, Reb.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Reb. Well, that's a blessing. Hallelujah. Excuses. We had invite. And excuses. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank God today. Hallelujah. I thank God today for
Sister Martha. Sister Martha.
Yes, sir.
Don't read that right.
God,
don't read it right.
God talk. God talk. God speaks through his word. When we talk, when we take time to listen, God speaks through his word when we take time to listen. Hallelujah. And I like how you said this a little while ago. If you come in, give God some time. Hallelujah. Just give a listening ear. Even if you don't put the one, but open your heart and listen. Listen and let God. Hallelujah. Allow a seed to be planted in you or some seeds already been planted, but let him rejuvenate. Let him renew you. Let him restore you. Hallelujah. Thank you. When God talks through his word when we take time to listen. Also, she said in, our guilt is gone. Our guilt is gone. When God forgives, hallelujah, our guilt is gone. Hallelujah. We can't choose the consequences of our sin or control the people's responses. When we confess and seek forgiveness, but the Lord can empower us to enjoy freedom from the bondage hallelujah, of sin and peace through confession, as he confirms that our guilt is gone forever. When you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, hallelujah. When you tell it, you don't allow nobody to tell it on you, but you tell it yourself. You confess yourself, and then it takes away the enemy's power. Those that meant it for your hurt. But when you tell on yourself, when you open it, you can say, Lord, I did it. Lord, I'm sorry. Oh, hallelujah. Then that guilt is gone. He released it. He released that thing that was buffeting you. Hallelujah. And let you know that you are forgiven. Oh, hallelujah. And when you know that you are forgiven, you have a peace that is a past all understanding. You can't even understand. Hallelujah. That peace. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Hallelujah. That when he forgives us, our guilt is gone. Our guilt is gone. God talks, our guilt is gone. He said, turn it off. Turn it off, she sends in. Turning down the volume of life allows you to listen carefully to God. Thank you. When we turn down all that noise that is around us, and focus on God, hallelujah, he has a way of quieting us. Hallelujah, all that noise around you, God has a way of quieting it. He gives you peace in the midst of that storm that you're going through, and that gives you strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah, let you know you can make it, but keep your hand in his hand. Hallelujah, and everything will be all right. God bless you, God. Thank you, Aunt Martha, for those blessings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. You opening up, Brother D. Hallelujah.
I'm in a show truck right now. We have a guy in the background. I just had to come in and get the Lord. Dear God, thank you. Blessing to hear another powerful sermon from the Lord. Truly enjoyed it this morning. I sent my brother a text message of a song by the Jackson of Lairs that says, there is no excuse. There's just not going to be any. So I'm going to go back on meeting the gal. I don't know, but that's true. There's no excuse for not serving the Lord. That's just no excuse. Amen. I truly enjoy my family this morning. Thank God for Jesus. I'm on me. I got too much background.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God today. Hallelujah. Thank him. Thank him for these things he allowing us to. Some of us are learning them for the first time. Some of us are being reminded of them. Some of us are being restored. Thank God for it. Don't take it lightly, but thank him for it. Hallelujah. For this, all in this, it is salvation. It saves you from the very effects of evil. Is strengthening you when you go off the path. It's governing you. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of these races, they understand governing. Hallelujah. Speed governing, when you can only go so fast. Hallelujah. God's word govern us. We can only go so fast, or you know, stray so far. Then his word governs us. It convicts our hearts. It brings us back to the fold. Keep us on that straight and narrow. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank him that he's listening. Hallelujah. How we know he's listening, that because our hearts are being governed, our minds are being regulated. We know he's listening. Hallelujah. But wherever God is, there is peace, there is serenity. Where the Spirit of the Lord, there is freedom. Hallelujah. He's holding us. He's shaping us. He's making us just what he would have us to be. So we just tell him, thank you. Not in our time, but in time. And we just pray for that we stay in his will, learn to be patient with ourselves and patient with others, and let God get the glory. Let God add the increase where he will add the increase, and the growth where he will add the growth. We tell him, thank you. Hallelujah. We tell him, thank you. Hallelujah. Bless him today. Hallelujah. Bless him today. But hallelujah. Just talk to him. Let him communicate with you. Open your heart. Listen as he talks to him.
Those that's listening should want to know there's got to be something about this man that makes us come on his phone every day and cry to us. We just crazy for the Lord, Sister Lord. It's got to be something that will make you want to get in tune with it. I promise you, you'll be just as crazy as we are. I just got to tell you again, I just love the Lord. I have truly enjoyed myself this morning. I've been sitting on the side of the highway since 4 o'clock this morning, broke down, and it couldn't have been a better sermon from that. There is no excuse. That's just, thank you, Jesus. There's no excuse for not serving the Lord. I have truly enjoyed myself this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Brother D, Reverend Henry would know us. Hey, man, let me tell you something. Let me tell you this. I'm lying. I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? See, God, God is not, he's not a God. He knows what we need, right? He gives us when we need it. A lot of folks lean onto the world so they can make excuses to serve God. You know what I'm talking about? But even if you know and you don't know, anybody that's been around a little while knows what's right and wrong. And they have the choice to serve who they want to serve. And who they want to serve. Because there's so many different denominations, so many different religion. You know, you could just choose whoever you want to serve, you know. But it ain't but one God, though. When God was making that compel to the ones he knew can come, they made excuses.
Yes, sir.
When he did send his servant out and told them to go out to the highways and byways, that was a wave there. Because he said, I want my house to be filled. That's what he said. that's what he said. He filled his house with people to have a humble spirit to come in with things going in their life. I mean troubles, trials, tribulation. The ones that had money, the ones that had all that, they didn't want to sit long enough, remember? But he got the ones what? This had nothing to do, right? He thinks.
Come on now.
When they got in the service.
Come on now.
He changed some people's thoughts. He changed their mind.
Yeah.
That's why Brother D was saying what he's saying. We don't practice this thing, man. We don't know what going on people like every day. Sometimes we don't talk like we used to. You know what I'm talking about? But God always confirmed. I believe, man, this is real. He would not let us like no fool. In ministry, he's going to speak, man.
And
he's going to speak at the right time in ministry now.
Yes.
So he tells us not to move out of our ministry. Don't start a ministry until you wait on it.
Yes.
Yeah, amen. You might catch that later.
Yes.
Don't start a ministry until you wait on him. And that's what I believe the ministry is. There's too many people in here don't love the love of God. If we all get on one accord. This is what we got right now.
The earth is the Lord.
Somebody
can
change
it.
There you go. And he's wanting us to come on in, just like we are. Thank you, man. Thank you for the lesson we had.
Right,
boy, man. And Reb, you know, we don't have to push nobody, man. We don't want to hit the one button.
Right.
And, you know, we God has spoke, you know. You know, we,
yes,
you know, if it be his will. If it be his will, you know. We'll be back on tomorrow. It's not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know. We often say this. It's not. If you can't get it right now, if it's something you didn't get on, you didn't catch it right now, there is a ministry come on later on. They call it the prayer hour, you know. You know, and the number is 425-292-4212. I'm going to give you a minute. I'm going to say it again. Give you a minute. It's just 425-292-4212. You can call later on. If God's will, I'm going to try to be on there again, you know. And I know they're going to be there and just come out and worship the Lord, man. Stay in the Lord, man. And
mm-hmm.
watch how he works
it
out. Watch how you
pray.
Again, we'll stand this again. If you want prayer, you hit the one button. If you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sin, we want to introduce you to Christ. We
mm-hmm.
want to give you that right hand of fellowship, you know. Stand it out. Give us your hand, but give God your heart.
Yeah. Thank
you. 682. 6721.
Amen.
You open. If you on the, there you go. You open. 682-6721. Hello. Rev, can you hear me, Rev?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I just hear
is that calling the number right?
Yeah, 682-6721. You're open. Praise the Lord. I see a prayer request.
I was calling to get a prayer this morning.
Praise God.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right then. Oh, we can do that. We can do that. Rev, you hear Rev? She want prayer.
Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus.
Okay.
I get my prayer in the morning.
Okay.
On the prayer line.
Okay.
Amen. Praise God.
Mm-mm. You just listen to him.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, that's one prayer request. Have another prayer request. And Martha sent in a prayer request for praying for our young adults losing their lives to drug addiction. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. We got two prayer requests. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As we go to God in prayer, let us pray. Father God in heaven, Father, we thank you for what you have done, Father God. We thank you for the opportunity that you've given us. Hallelujah. Where we would be reminded not to make excuses. Hallelujah. But to do your will every chance we get, Lord. In this will, Father God, we're bringing supplication to you. We're lifting up, hallelujah, the prayer request, Father God. One, ask for prayer, for the morning prayer. Father, you know each and every heart and the desire that's on the heart, Father. If it be in the will, Father God, it's a prayer for mercy or strength or healing or peace of mind in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, if it's a prayer for a closer walk with thee, if it's a prayer for deliverance, hallelujah, deliverance, setting one free that is captive by, oh, hallelujah, sin, hallelujah, shame, addiction, hallelujah, spirit of, oh, hallelujah, backsliding. We bind it in the name of Jesus, but we're claiming strength and victory and healing and, oh, hallelujah, and peace of mind, Father. We ask, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you would take, hallelujah, the enemy hands off, Father God, let your children, hallelujah, come to you, Father God, with open heart, that you may give them a heart to want to be set free, want to be delivered, hallelujah, want to be a closer walk with thee, want more holiness in the life, to want more righteousness, hallelujah, not for you to always be on their side, but they get on your side, to be in your will, to be in your way, to want the things you want, hallelujah, for we realize, Lord, and we know that, Father, it is you, Father God, that we must seek after. It is you that we must please. Bless our hearts to please you, Lord. Hallelujah. Not as a tradition, but a reality. Hallelujah. For you are the reality, not as a tradition, Father God, but, oh, Father God, as you've been the only way, the only truth, the only life, Jehovah, hallelujah, and Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We thank you. The sweet Holy Spirit, continue to bless us and keep us and cover us and comfort us, Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you have your way in our lives. Reprove us, hallelujah. Remove the things, Father God, that displeasing, that we may please you more and more, that we may want more and more of you, Father God, that your love may spread, your righteousness may spread, your holiness may spread throughout, hallelujah, to those, hallelujah, that you have given the invitation to. Bless us to accept and stop making excuses, Father God, but say, I will do your will and give me the strength, hallelujah. I will do your way. I'll follow after your way and give me the strength for the pitfalls, for the obstacle course, for things that will come up against us. Give us strength, Father, to make it through. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you for listening, Father. Thank you for giving us your listening ear. Thank you for light and life. Thank you, Father, for a clear understanding. We thank you, Father. We thank you and we pray, Father God, you're pleased with us. Hallelujah. Make us more pleasing in thy sight, Father. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. Thank you for entrusting these prayers unto us, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you that we count that as a privilege, even a blessing, hallelujah, that you would trust us to have faith in the things that you allow us to go through, to have faith, hallelujah, knowing that you, God, will answer, hallelujah, knowing we get happy, Father, for we know that you're listening, and we know that you're listening, you're in attendance. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for being with us, Father God. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for already answering prayer. Thank you for the listening ear. Thank you for the closer walk. Thank you for the deliverance. Hallelujah, the deliverance. Thank you for setting us free. Thank you for your holiness, your righteousness, and your glory, and your honor. It goes all to you. Hallelujah. We are moving because of you. Hallelujah. We're living because of you, and we thank you for it. And we love you, Lord. These are blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Thank you for the message and the messenger and all that you allow us to experience this day in Jesus' name as we leave, hallelujah, from this broadcast, but never from thy presence. Go with us and stand by us and comfort us and keep us, protect us as you always do, Lord. We'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. We pray. We thank you, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Nehemiah 8:6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads.
Beautiful.
And worshiped the Lord,
mm-hmm,
with their faces,
thank you, Lord,
to the ground.
Thank you, Lord.
When we receive a
thank
word
you,
from the Lord, our answer
you,
should
Jesus
be Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the church say
thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen.
Oh God, thank you.
God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God has spoken. So let the church say amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say
what the devil does.
No, you've got a word that has come.
Beautiful.